When you listen to this audio, make sure that you're not driving, operating equipment or tools, that you are in a very quiet space in a comfortable chair where you can sit upright for the beginning, but then relax into it, staying in the upright position or slightly reclined. For the first phase, this breath work part, you'll want to be sitting upright, feet planted firmly on the floor, and the ability to move your arms up and down. For the second phase, stay in the comfortable chair, just get really relaxed. And if you notice that you're nodding off in this phase, that tells me that your body needs more rest, that you're tired. It's okay if you drift off. It's completely fine if it's needed. You do want to get to a place and a space where you can stay consciously aware throughout this entire meditation. The opposite can also happen if you notice your brain is really active, the monkey mind is happening, it's normal, especially if you're new to meditations. Keep coming back to the sound of my voice, and whatever you see, hear, feel, and experience in the body, the mind, it's totally fine, and it's all normal. Your job is to sit back, take it all in, give yourself permission, and let go. Now, let's get started. Sitting in the upright position, feet firmly on the floor. Make sure your arms are off to the side of your shoulders, palms up, and make sure that you have the ability to move them up and down on the side. So start with your palms parallel to your shoulders, palms open. The first breath when we breathe in, it's all going to be through the nose. So make sure you blow and clear out your nostrils. But the first breath is going to be in, and we're going to drive our hands straight up, palms open. So it'll be. And the second breath, we're going to exhale out the nose, pulling the palms down, but making a fist, like you're grabbing a rope and pulling it down. We're going to do this 10 times in 3 sets. So without further ado, let's get started. Palms off to the side, sitting up straight, back fully erect, and let's breathe. Palms on your lap, facing upright, relax. Notice what your body's feeling, tingling, any sensations. Just relax and feel and notice, breathing normal. Relax your body, just sense what's happening all around you. It's all normal, it's all fine. Ready for the second set, palms up by your shoulders. And begin. Palms up on your lap. Breathe normal. Notice what you're sensing, what you're feeling. Tingling, warm, cold. Just sense it, just feel it. No right or wrong. Focus in the moment. Get ready for the third and final set. Palms up. Deep breathing. Palms up. Sitting on your lap. Now get comfortable in your chair. Slide back if you have to. Get comfortable. If you are in a recliner, just recline it slightly if you so choose. But make sure you're in the seated position. Now here, I want to take you on a journey. We're going to cover 3 things to be super grateful for. Take you on a little prayer journey. And then the final phase, we're going to look at 3 goals, 3 things that you want to achieve in the next week, 3 to 6 months from now, in the next year from now. But let's start with the gratitude. What is one thing that you can remember that's from your past that you're super proud of, super grateful for? Go back to that moment. Remember that moment. Remember it like you're there. Step into it. Remember what you were wearing, who was around you, who was with you. Remember that deep sense of accomplishment, the proud, the gratitude. Feel into it deeply. Let it fill your heart. Feel the compassion, the love, and all the excitement from that moment. Breathe into it. Just feel it. Maybe you've got an inner smile showing on your face, filling you with so much joy and gratitude. Now find a second moment you're super proud of, super grateful for, and remember that moment. Step into that moment like it's here and now. Remember the smells, the sensations, all the feelings, whether it be feeling on your outer skin or the internal feelings that you felt during that moment. Remember it deeply. Remember the excitement, the smiles that were on your face, the deep, proud sense of accomplishment for you and what you felt. What did it look like? What did it feel like? What were you wearing? Step into that moment like you're there now. Let's pick a third moment. Maybe this is a sensual moment, a sexual moment, something you're very proud of, something that you're so grateful for, something that brought you so much joy and life and light that your soul just radiated, just beamed with gratitude, excitement, joy, happiness. Remember that feeling. What did it feel like? Who was there? What was it that set your heart on fire that day? Step into that moment like you're there now. Remember everything. The smells, the sensations, the emotions, the love, the joy, the excitement. Take a deep breath. Now let's go on a little bit of a journey. I want you to visualize golden white light surrounding your entire body. This is the essence, the airflow that circles your body, protects you, it heals you. It is your higher power. Picture that golden white light surrounding your body now. I want you to visualize a crystalline tube running up and down your spine. Crystalline tube is your life force, your lifeline, kind of like your spinal cord. Crystalline tube is running up and down your spine, but it doesn't stop within your body. This crystalline tube runs down through to Mother Earth, down to the core, where she provides safety, security, certainty, grounding. And this crystalline tube runs up from Mother Earth, up through your spine. It also flows all the way up through the top of your head into the Akash, into the galaxy, into the universe. And the universe provides you with energy of intuition, of strength, provides you with a knowing, deep-seated connectedness, the oneness to the universe, to your spirituality, to your God, whatever your religion is. This is your crystalline tube to that connection. Both serving you, both working together, flowing through you in this crystalline tube. So I want you to picture the crystalline tube shooting down that golden white light full of love, intuition, healing. It's carrying cells that when it gets about 10 inches above your head, starts to sprawl into that natural golden white light that you already have surrounding your body, and it starts filling it with healing, vibrant, connected energy. It's connecting to every soul, every part of your body, every organ, every cell. It's healing your mind, every cell in your brain, your eyes, your ears, your nose, your mouth. Healing, feeling, sensing down into the throat, into the chest, into the heart, the lungs. Feeling it flow down through the stomach, in through your intestines, all your different organs, down to your reproductive organs, shooting down, circling your legs, healing any energies, any sicknesses, any illnesses, any impurities being all washed away, sending it all down to Mother Earth, where Mother Earth takes it into her core and transmutes all that is not serving you. With Mother Earth transmuting all of that, she then fills the crystalline tube with more love, healing energy, shooting up, giving you a sense of security, safety, certainty, filling your body, healing every cell, every organ, every facet, every tissue, shooting it up through the crystalline tube and into the Akash. You're going to take anything that's not serving you, any emotional baggage, any physical baggage, any sickness, illness, anything that's not serving you, you're going to pile it all together and shove it in that crystalline tube and shove it up to the Akash, shove it up to the universe, the connectedness, the oneness, your God, your spirituality, your religion, your connector, your universe. And they're going to take that and transmute it and adhere to it and release it all into the Akash and fill that crystalline tube with more golden white light, that more golden healing energy, shooting it down through the crystalline tube to the top of your head, reaching out, circling, filling every parts, every aspects of your body, healing everything, giving you that strong sense of purpose, sense of knowing, sense of just being oneness with the entire universe. With the souls shooting down through to Mother Earth, you are connected to both parts, both facets as they work and flow together. The ebb and flow of working, flowing together, healing your body in a golden white light, circling your body in a golden white light, protecting every piece of your energy, every cell, every organ, every tissue, helping you become oneness with the universe, with your God, with your power, with your soul divine, with the Mother Earth as well. Flowing up and down, you now relax into this feeling complete, whole, and oneness. Take a deep breath. Now I want you to think about one outcome that you want to have accomplished this week, by the end of this week, and this goal, you feel it, you see it, you sense it, picture it. What is it that you want to accomplish? Picture every piece, every detail. What are you wearing? What does it look like? Who's with you? What's around? What are you smelling? What are you sensing? What are you feeling emotionally? What are you feeling externally? Is there breaths? Is there breezes? Are you indoors? Are you outdoors? Is there flowers around? Are certain people with you? Picture every facet. Step into that moment like you already have it. It's already happened. It's boom, done. You have it. It's here. It's now. Feel that gratitude. Feel that. Fill your cup. Feel that. Fill your energy and your vibrant source. You have everything that you want, everything that you need 1 week from now. What's that one goal that you've just accomplished and you're super proud of? You are so encompassed with the love and the gratitude of meeting that goal, that energy, passion, that fire, the energy that comes from meeting that goal. Now pick a second goal 3 to 6 months from now. What is that second goal, that second outcome that you're striving for? Picture it in great detail. Where are you? Who are you with? What's around? Indoors, outdoors? What does it smell like? What are you sensing, feeling? The overabundance of gratitude and just the overflowing of love and compassion. Feel that deeply into your soul. Step into that moment like it's here, it's now, it's yours, it's done. You've accomplished it. Be proud. Be loud. Enjoy it. Savor the moment. Savor the moment. Take a deep breath. Pick a third outcome. Third outcome to thrive a year from now. What is one outcome that you want from a year from now? What does it look like? What does it feel like? Picture every aspect of it. Where are you? Who's with you? What does it look like? Are you indoors, outdoors? What do you sense? What do you feel? What do you smell? Every sense. Do you taste anything? Are you feeling anything? Just fill your cup with the gratitude, the energy, the love, the compassion, the joy, the overabundance of what it is to accomplish that goal. Step into it. Step into it like it's here. It's now. It's yours. You've done it. You've accomplished it. It's here. It's yours. You've done it. Savor it. Relish in it. Remember it. It's here. It's now. It's yours. Now I want you to slowly come back to your consciousness. Start wiggling your fingers, opening your eyes. Get up and move around if you have to. Shake your body out if you have to. But start coming back to your consciousness and feel that joy. Sit in that gratitude. Sit in that energy, that natural flow, that natural excitement that comes from you accomplishing everything you want in the next week, 3 to 6 months to a year from now. Relish it, feel it, sit in it, and thus get started.